Welcome to the Gear Garage Live Show. This weekly YouTube show covers whitewater rafting, river safety,
oh God, I lost my paddle,
gear, and anything else Zach feels like rambling on about.
Well, welcome to the Tuesday Gear Garage Live Show. This is something I try to do every Tuesday around 2 o'clock where I answer questions that have been submitted during the week. If you want to ask me a question, go to whitewaterguidebook.com and there's you'll search for Gear Garage. You'll see a menu and then hit ask a question. There's a form there. If you text me, tweet me, Instagram message me, I might answer it. Sometimes I lose those because I'm irresponsible. But the best way to do it is through the Whitewater Guidebook thing. People email me too. Some of these questions stay from email. So thank you for those that answered. If you have questions and you're watching, just throw them in the comments and I'll answer them as we go. We just have a few questions to get to. And here's our agenda. I first want us to talk about rescue courses that we're offering. This is going to be self-promotional because we've been putting a lot of time and energy into developing curriculum, training instructors, and we've been offering rescue courses for a couple of years now, but not really promoting them, just sort of having them quietly. And we're really proud of them. They've been really good, and we've invested a lot of our time and energy and money into making them better and better. The biggest thing was just doing a 9-day Rescue 3 instructor course with Mark, my friend Mark Hurst. And a couple of things we'll be offering I want to share next spring. One of them is a Rescue 3 course for guides. It's a whitewater rescue technician. It's not swift water rescue, which is more to me like firefighters, first responders, people who are showing up to an incident that happened. Whitewater rescue is like you're a guide and you're on the river and something happens. And so this is specifically for professional guides. If you're a private boater and want a more advanced class, this probably isn't it because this is very guide specific. Maybe find a advanced class. So we have this. We also, for private boaters, have developed a specific curriculum. And that's because guides and private boaters are different and have different needs and backgrounds. The biggest thing is that guides are professionally responsible for people and their safety. As a private boater, you don't have that responsibility. You want to be safer, but that professional responsibility is different. And so we also have, we find under private boaters here, safety and rescue clinics. We call them I'll get to this in a second. Let me go back. Class 3 safety and rescue. These are 3-day classes. We do them on the Clackamas River near Portland. And we did them last year. They went great. You can read the reviews if you want. It's designed for private boaters. Mostly it's sort of built around rowing. But if you are into paddle boating, maybe inflatable kayaking, it's not quite the right class if you're a hardshell kayaker. If you're a hardshell kayaker, I would take a class specifically designed for hardshells. This is more for like private rafters. So if you're looking for education, that's what this is here. And we'd love to have those of you interested in developing safety and rescue techniques to come. A lot of people ask the question, how do I become safer on the river? I get this all the time. How do I become safer? And people's answer is take a swift water class. And I really disagree with that. And it doesn't hurt. It shouldn't hurt. But swift water class denotes to me firefighters or first responders. It's a different set of techniques than those of us doing whitewater rescue. And so if you ask yourself the question, how do I become safer? We've designed this course to answer that question. It's a lot about safety. It's in the title. We do a lot on prevention. And then we do a lot about uncommon rescue things whitewater boaters need. So it's about half safety, half rescue. Whereas a swift water class is all rescue. There's almost no prevention, right? A swift water class, usually the accident has happened. Now what do we do? Where this course is like, hey, how this course we're offering talks about how to hopefully avoid those accidents to begin with. So I'm super stoked on these. The thing I'm offering, I'm excited about trying, are these 1-day safety and rescue clinics. And the idea is you've already taken a rescue class or you've learned certain things or you have things to experience, but you have gaps in your knowledge and you want training on very specific items. This is just a 1-day class here in Hood River and they're topical. We're doing on March 7th. It's just mechanical vantage and throwback. So if you want to work on your mechanical vantage systems and develop better throwback practice, we'll spend a day doing that. On the 14th of March, we're going to talk about entrapments, like body entrapments and raft pins, how to deal with them. Beyond just the mechanical advantage, just how to deal with them. And then March 31st, we're going to tell you swimming and use the rescue harness. So these are like a la carte rescue classes. You can pick the topics you want. And if they, and they're pretty affordable. I think $85 for a day is a great deal. The goal here is just get some people together and do some training and just, you know, do a part of a course. So that's something else I'm excited about. And I want to, we put so much time and energy into them. I'm not afraid to talk them up and really promote them because we have the capacity to do them and we're super jazzed. All right, let's get on with the show. Let's answer some questions. Oh, here we go. Sean, can you clarify the difference between a guide rescue class and private rescue classes? It says it on the website. If you go to the web pages, it talks about the different things we cover in them. So if the topics are on there, I can go back to them and we can look at the websites. I mean, that's the case with a lot of my websites, a lot of like our courses. If you read the information, it's there. So the class 3 safety and rescue, here it talks specifically about things we work on. And in terms of safety, and here's specifically what we work on for river rescue and equipment retrieval, which are two different things. Rescuing to me is saving people, equipment retrieval, saving equipment. And then if you go to the WRT Pro, it's this list that is rescue 3 specific. This is specifically what we have to cover. The nice thing about our safety and rescue class is we can kind of diverge a little bit because it's our own curriculum, our own course. It's designed to give you the best education for like what you need as private boaters, right? The Rescue 3 course, we have to cover these topics and we have to cover them thoroughly. And so we're on a very direct path. If people have questions and want to learn about something else, we can't really take time to do it. We have to go bam, bam, bam through all this. And it's pretty fast. It's fast paced. So I would say, like, again, this is better for guides because it's more guide specific in terms of professionalism, things we talk about, treating people like, how we treat people like guests and the standard of care we have to give to commercial guests. And yeah, thanks, Haldor. I think the workshops, I'm stoked on them. I'm really stoked. I feel like a lot of people want to train, but they can't take 3 days and they want a specific topic or a couple of topics. And so it's a good way to do a little bit of a brush up without committing yourself to a whole 2 or 3 day class, which is a lot. So yeah, and thanks, Sean. I priced it really well because I'm super jazzed to do them and I want people to be able to afford them. I want something to do where if you're a private boater, you can afford $85 and to get a day of training. So I want to make it definitely accessible. Okay, let's get rid of this and get to our questions. Thanks for the questions, guys. All right. Oh, that's a long one. Topic, pins and clips. All right. I wonder what this is going to be. Pins and clips. Is it going to be ore management, how to find them? What's it going to be? We'll find out. Okay, here we go. I'd like some information on what pins and clips and the brand are using and where to purchase them. Got it. What pins and clips the brand? Hello, Zach. Anyway, I'd like some information on what pins and clips the brand are using and where to purchase them. I think I understand what you're saying. You're trying to figure out which pins and clips I use. So I don't know the brand. I have a ton of them here. I like the ones, sorry if you can't hear me. I like these ones that have the balls on the top. Let me see if I can make myself bigger here. There we go. I like these ones. There's a ball on the top and there's a nut at the bottom. That's the one I like to use. Clavy used to make these or sell them. I don't know if they made them. I think Recortech might have made them. Somebody in Oregon made them. And Rest was selling something like this for a while. I don't think you can buy them anymore. I don't know if anybody's selling them. If anybody knows where to buy them, put it in the comments. I think you have to buy used ones. And there's a lot of used ones out there. Just go to, like, I don't know, some boater-centric forum like Reddit. The Reddit forums are actually excellent. Go there and say, I want to buy some pins and clips. Somebody has some in the basement they'll sell you somewhere. There's tons of them. But I don't know if anybody's actually selling them anymore. Okay, I sent you a voicemail. You're probably busy. Yeah, this is the off season, but I'm leaving for a month here in 2 days. So I'm pretty busy. So I won't get back to you probably. Getting back into rafting. Cool. I've been watching your YouTube videos. Cool. Awesome. Thank you. They're good. Wow, that's good to hear. I try. I'm glad I found this page. That's for sure. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he's just talking about, I'd like to chat with you for a few minutes and maybe go on a future and a guided trip. Sweet. The best way to like talk to me right now is through this, right? Like ask me questions through this medium because I only have an hour and I'm trying to answer questions. And the reason I do it this way is because I can answer questions and everybody gets the answer. Like if everybody asks me the same question individually, I don't have time. I don't have capacity where I can answer the question that you have. Hopefully somebody else can listen. Also, the great news is that Jesse has them. Jesse, tell me more. Send me a link. I didn't know you had this. This is Jesse. I think this is Jesse from Class 5 Adventure River Gear. Do you make them, Jesse? Tell me more. Do you make them? Are they the ball type ones like I have? How much do they cost? Is there a website? How do people buy them? But like the other thing is, if I had talked to you on the phone, I would have been like, I don't know where to buy them. Good luck. Where now we have the legend, Jesse, saying he's got some for you. And I'm going to say, like, if Jesse makes them, I put my backing behind his product. Makes good stuff. Sean, I use the NRS pin, but replace the abs. What's an abs? With the metal clavy sleeves. Much more reliable than auto pop-off balls with the plastic threads that strip. The abs metal. I'm not exactly sure what you're saying. But a lot of people have a problem. I think maybe what Sean's saying is, sorry, I can't always read stuff. I'm super slow sometimes, so... Sometimes you'll write a comment and I just don't get it. It's because I'm dumb. These balls are plasticky. They're like plastic. I like this. It's because I learned on. Like it's like everything. Like whatever you learned on, you like. They're probably not better than the big rubberized ones, but it's what I like. The balls can come undone if you row over and over. The balls have, while I've been rowing, have come off. That's why I put a lock nut right there, a lock washer. And once I put a lock washer on, I've never had a problem. So. Again, I like this kind. This is the style I like. The other ones look like this. The other ones have this big rubberized thing on the top. The bolt goes through here. This is probably better. I just didn't learn on this. So it's like you like what you learned on. Okay, cool. Sean, ooh, yeah, great. Jesse, let's get a link up there for you. PVC, I don't know what that is. I had a ball fall off and I was candy last month. Is replacing another one? I don't know where to get the balls. I have a secret stash of these balls, but they're gold to me because I it's all I have. So if anybody has some, help Craig out. Steve has pins and clips. I'm looking for the stirrups. So are you saying you have pins and clips to sell? Like you want to sell or like used ones? Or you have them and you need the stirrups. The stirrups, I did the same thing. I bought a bunch of stirrups from Clavey before they stopped selling this stuff. So I have a strategic reserve of all this stuff. But this is just a folded piece of plastic. Like you could make this, right? I've heard of people using just like old beat up kayaks. Just find some plastic and cut this. I know I didn't do that because I'm busy and I should have. But if you need them, it's just, you know, plastic. Getting the sizing right is key. Do not use these floppy ones. This is what NRS was selling. These floppy ones, the oar comes out and falls down. You really want a hard plastic like that. See the difference? Don't buy – hold on. Let me move over here. Garbage, really good. Okay. You can convert regular NRS oar towers to pin and clip style using long threaded bolt. Yeah. Yeah, this one is a long threaded bolt with a bunch of stuff on it. You need this thing helps, this rubberized. Ooh, somebody should just make these. And then this is the rest of it's just a PVC pipe, some washers, and a nut. So yeah, you could make your own. The sleeves of NRS are awful. Yeah, the NRS sleeves are the spinnies. Are better than using pins and clips with NRS sleeves. Like I would rather use spinnies. Like the NRS sleeves are just garbage. One of the beautiful things about pins and clips is if your oar pops, it comes out and you can just jam it back in. Right? Like it's still in a stirrup. The NRS ones would fall and it's almost dangerous. So the NRS ones, yeah, they're awful. Sweet. Oh, sell or trade for a stirrup. Steve, how many you got? Man, for a stirrup, I'd do a trade for a stirrup. The thing about stirrups is you want to have a source of them because they do over time within the sun, degrade and crack. Like here's, I just saw a couple. I have a strategic reserve is up there. Here's some that broke, and they're just, this wasn't like poor use, like breaking them. This was just, you can just tell they're cracked, sun faded. Over time they go. So you kind of, you need, and I always bring a spare. So I have like, each of my stirrups has one, and I put a spare with me somewhere because I've seen them break. Maybe 3D print some end caps. That's a good idea. I just had one fall down, bounce around here. Anyway, getting the threading right is the hard part because you have to thread them, and they're hard plastic. But that's a good idea. I wish I was good at 3D printing because there's all kinds of stuff I would 3D print. Jesse, just send me a pic. What kind of pic? Did you email me? I'll check my email in a sec. Okay. All right, let's move on. I got more questions to get to here. All right, here we go. I'll take that off. I'm looking forward to the... Craig, I have balls. Whoa, there's some massive bartering here. I don't know how to connect you all. I wish I had a way to do it. But yeah, maybe... I don't know. You know, by the way, while we're on this topic, let's go back here. I know some of you are waiting for your questions to be answered, but I just thought of something. There's also this new website, Rally Crew. And for those of you that haven't used it, I got to log into it right now. Let me share a different screen. So like one way we can all connect is through Facebook. You can find each other on Facebook, and that certainly like is going to work. But there's another, let me share screen with everybody. This Rally Crew is like, there we go. Is this the page? No, this is the page. It's like Facebook for boating. And so I've been posting a little bit. See, I posted something at one like. It's disappointing. It's a cool photo, I thought. And then Rally Crew posted something. And so you can go to Rally Crew, sign up. I have a Northwest Drafting Company Rowing School Students page because I'm always asked to help build community, to help connect people. And so I've tried this a lot of different ways. My latest way is through this group on Rally Crew to connect people. There's some members in an attempt to build community among our rowing school students. But there's also in Rally Crew, there's also a community tab and you can follow businesses. There's groups you can join. Like there's a bunch of different groups. You can create a group. There's things called crews that are coming. So this is really designed as a way to hopefully connect paddlers. So if you're looking for a way to meet the paddlers, I'm not 100% sure this thing's going to succeed, but it's kind of cool. And so for those of you that want to connect and like trade balls for sleeves and find Jesse's pictures, it's an idea. Okay, let's move on. Next question. All right, progression. Hi, Zach. I'm hoping to be able to set up a phone call with you. Again, I'd love to talk on the phone. Same as last question. We can do that. I just like I'm crazy busy before I leave for Bhutan on Thursday and I'm gone for a month. I completed the rafting school this August. I've been asking around how to take the next step towards becoming competent and confident. I get this question a lot and I already know the question's coming. I did a class 3 school with you. I loved it. I love rafting. I love rowing. I want to do more. And I don't have a community. I don't have a boat. I don't know how to get into it. I need to make boating friends. How do I do it? I get this question a lot. I'm going to answer in a second. So I feel great about rowing a similar river with a guide. Cool. And by the way, the Rogue is uniquely awesome. And so there's not another Rogue out there. The Rogue is uniquely amazing. So a lot of people who do our class on the Rogue say, man, the Rogue was so cool. Where's the next Rogue? There's not really one. The main salmon I would say is like similar-ish, maybe a tiny bit more difficult, maybe not, I don't know. The main salmon's close, but Mother Nature didn't just build Rogues everywhere. There's not a bunch of 4 to 5 day trips with warm water, history, scenery, the geology, the bird. It's just really amazing. It's a great place to learn how to boat. There's just not a lot of them out there. The best place to learn how to boat is day trips near you. So if you live in California, the South Fork of the American. If you're living in Oregon, the Clackamas. If you live in Colorado, come out and visit us in Oregon and California. If you live out in West Virginia or the East Coast, there's you know, a bunch of class two, three rivers out there, but as doing day trips, which means you get a boat, you get oars, you get a frame, you get a truck, you get a trailer, you get a garage. It's a couple $100,000 investment to get all the stuff you need, because eventually you're going to need a warehouse. So because rafting requires a lot of equipment, it's just stuff that we have to transport. And so our courses, we do all that transportation for you. Huge investment into boats. I move them around. I store them. I have a massive warehouse. I have all this investment already to provide that for people. But to get into on your own, it's stuff. Those of you that are listening to the show that are into it, you know that you have to own a lot of things, and it doesn't ever end, right? You get your 13-foot boat, and then you want to go on a river that needs a 16-foot boat. It's like playing golf. You need a bunch of different things. You need a dry suit when it gets cold. Then you need a cooler, and then for overnight trips, you need dry boxes, and it just adds up and up and up and up and up. So it's a long way of saying it's good to go with a guide because we provide all the stuff, but there's not another rogue out there necessarily. So I live in Texas, so I don't have a good river outside my door. Oh, so I got ahead of myself. My wife's son is a kayaker, and I might be able to get him to take me down somewhere in North Carolina. Should I buy a raft and just practice here or in Colorado? I really had a great time and don't want to forget everything I learned. I really want to get better. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I would buy a raft and, yeah, go in Colorado. It's just, if you live in Texas, getting the raft to North Carolina is hard. Unfortunately, I have a really good answer for you. I get this question all the time. We designed the Ecuador courses, I think. You mentioned here, I've been hoping to do the Ecuador trip, but couldn't pull it together. You know, we really thought that was the next step, right? Like, hey, I had a great time on the Rogue. Again, there's not another, like Mother Nature didn't make like the next Rogue. It's not there. So we thought Ecuador would be a good thing because we could go to a foreign country, see some unique things. There's good water there. It's good class 3+ rivers to like practice on. It's just Ecuador has been a real struggle because the political situation in Ecuador, we had to cancel our first trips we ever had booked. And this year, our partner had to close his lodge for family reasons. And so we had to actually cancel our Ecuador trips. And so it's been hard, but we're trying really hard to develop what you want, because I get this question all the time. I had a great time. How do I keep doing it? And I'm trying so hard to answer that question. And I've tried so many different things. Our class 4 schools were an attempt at that, but unfortunately they're a bit too hard. You can't do the class 3 school and go straight to class 4. There's just, the gap is too big. You go class 3 school, go with practice, meet friends, and then do the class 4 school. But the class 4 school is not fun. It's training. It's like, it rains, it's cold. We do hard stuff. So if you had fun on the Rogue, all I can tell you is do the Rogue again. Just do the same course again. If you had a great time, like, it's really hard for us to compete with that course. There's just not the big sister of the Rogue isn't there. You know, there's some things that are close, but unfortunately it's tough. Okay, hopefully I answered that question the best I could. And I'm trying. I hope someday we figure this out. But in the meantime, make some friends, try and get out, and think about doing the road trip again to get more practice. Okay, here we go. Thanks, Sean. Rally crew. Oh, sweet. Yeah, get on rally crew. You guys are set. Have you tried oar snubbers? Could they make oar locks more like pins and clips? Oar snubbers are sweet. I'm not going to talk about them right now, but they're pretty cool. I'm a fan. A good way to figure out what boat you like to rent is rent a few different ones. Well, yes. A good way to figure out a boat you like is, yeah, it's 100%. It's just hard to rent boats. It's just, people aren't renting boats everywhere. It's there's not boat rental facilities that have a variety of boats. So, I mean, all I'm going to say is, like, if you're trying to get into rowing, if your plan is to do just overnight trips, get a 16-foot. But if your goal is to like just get into it, do some day trips here, do a multi-day here and there, just go 13. The 13s are what we use in our course. They're easier to transport. They're sweet. a 13 is a solid boat. But if you're just, if you're going to do the whole thing, get the truck, get the trailer, get the warehouse and do a bunch of overnight trips, I'd just start with 16. But yeah, trying a lot of stuff out is great. It's just hard. It's like trying oars out is really hard because, you know, you just order oars online. You can't go to your neighborhood store and borrow a set of oars and try them out for the day. It's not really feasible. Yep, Arkansas. You go to the Arkansas River with Canyon River Instruction. They're great instructors, and they do all the things in Arkansas. The difference is, and Steve, you may not understand this, when people take courses with us, they're in their own boat the whole time by themselves. There's not somebody talking to them like, do this, do that, do this, do that. And it's a different style. I think if you go to Canyon, you're most likely to be sharing time with people in a boat. And by permit, they have to have an instructor in the boat with you. They can't let you go on your own. And so, which is good and bad. We found some good parts is you have an instructor there to give you feedback. The bad part is you have an instructor there to give you feedback. And as an instructor, it's really hard to shut up. And so you have somebody who's constantly giving you feedback. It can be frustrating. So, you know, but Canyon River Instruction has a great reputation. Some of the instructors there I know through the internet. They're great people. They do a great job. It's just a very different style. And we're the only people doing rowing instruction that I know of where you get your own boat the whole time. Like we own the boats and you just get a row the whole time. A lot of people are sharing with one other person, two other people. So you're only rowing half or a third of the time. Oh, sweet. Awesome. Yeah. So Jesse Class 5 Adventure Gear Jesse, I know you do rentals. You've told me this before, but I don't know how to find out about it. Let's go to Class Adventure Gear. So I'm on your website, Jesse, and I'm going to search for pins. I don't see pins and clips. So how do I buy pins from you? That's what I want to know first. Second of all, you told me you did rentals. I don't see them on your website. Is there a different website I have to go to? Maybe I'll just Google Raft Rentals, Boise, Idaho. Do you have like a different website? Like, is this, Jesse, is this your website for your rentals? Anyway, how do I know what you rent? I'd love to share that with everybody. Yes, Steve. Yeah, I think that Canyon River Instruction. Oh, well, I mean, well, it's open. Canyon River Instruction. Yeah, it's just another place to go. And you live in Texas. It's not that far away. And you know, I'm sure they can do one-on-one instruction if you pay them enough. Here we go. Let's see. There's probably private instruction here somewhere. But there's a 3-day clinic. They do different clinics, and I'm pretty sure they do private instruction too somewhere, but it's another option for instruction. And my friend, you know, who else, let me see if he has a website now. Wolf Creek Whitewater Stillman, who's one of our instructors. He doesn't have a website yet, but he has an Instagram and he's starting to do instruction in North Carolina. Wolf Creek Instagram. Go to Instagram, find Wolf Creek Whitewater. And he's been doing courses on the weekends. And Stillman is maybe the best rafting instructor I know. I know a lot of good instructors. I hate saying this because I'm going to make other people mad. Stillman is among the best. He's in the top tier. He's like in the S tier. Like best of all time rafting instructor, specifically rowing. And he just did a course with Alicia at Canyon River Instruction. Like he kind of teamed up with her to do some ACA stuff. So Stillman's in North Carolina in Asheville. He has a permit to teach courses. He has boats you can rent. So you could just go out and spend time with Stillman. Just send him a note and be like, hey, dude, I want to come spend a couple days with you. And that's another good option too. Not on the site yet. Okay, Jesse. So Jesse, if somebody wants to, I'm a welder, not a website builder. Jesse, if somebody wants to buy pins from you, how do they do it? Do they just call you? Like if somebody wants to buy them from you, if somebody wants to see what they look like. Oh wait, did you send me a photo? I think you sent me. I don't see a photo, Jesse. Did you text me? Oh, yeah, you just texted me. All right, let's see what you got. Yeah, so it's the style I don't like. And it also has the plastic thing looks like it's, you can, hold on, let me hold my phone up. Let me see if this works. Make myself big. This is what Jesse texted me. It's the style that I don't like, but it's probably good. I just don't like it because it's not what I learned on. And if that black thing looks like it's actual plastic, not the crappy NRS stuff. So, and Jesse, I'm guessing people can just call you if they want to buy them. I'm hoping that's the case. Okay, we have more questions. I got to get to questions. All right, back to here. Remove that. Oh, add the stage. Here we go. So should I buy a raft and just practice here in Colorado? Yeah. I mean, I would. There are rivers in Texas. Yeah. Yep. But you need people to go with. I wouldn't go by yourself. Okay, moving on. Hopefully that answers your question. And when I get back from Bhutan at the end of November, I'd be happy to talk to you on the phone personally. As you can tell, I'm kind of rushed right now to get out the door. Gear for sale. I'm a private boater in California. I am looking for a used 13-foot raft and 10 or so life jackets. If you happen to have something, could you let me know? I will be on a road trip to Idaho, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I got nothing for sale. Yeah, I got nothing. Oh, that's the end of the questions. That was easy. Cool. Well, thank you all for watching. And I just want to, I really like this idea of those of you looking for instruction back east, calling Stillman. I'm like pretty jazzed about it. I'm glad this came up. And his philosophy, like he's been such a big part of our rowing school program. His philosophy is similar. Like not just similar, it's the same. Like we've had a zillion conversations about when to push, when to pull, boat size, oar length, pins and clips versus oar locks, all the things you would debate, high flow versus low flow PFDs, when to downstream ferry, oar management. Like we're aligned. We're totally aligned. And he's really working hard to build something back in the East Coast where he's from. So I'd highly recommend anybody looking for that kind of thing, checking out Stillman. So that's it for this week. I'm gone for a month. I might do a show while I'm in Bhutan. If there's enough questions pile up, I'll try to sneak away one afternoon and do a show. Otherwise, I'll see you all in a month.